Hey peeps, me again, back again on the podcast on deck. This time I'm just gonna talk about just, I guess, myself and the holidays and what's kind of happened and stuff and transpired and whatever. And well, here it goes, guys. So far, this year's not that bad. I know it barely started, so I could tell you more about it, but I could just say to you guys, like, I was attempting to write, I don't know, on my, like, textgram earlier yesterday or the day before yesterday. And I was trying to say, it's a new year, it's a new month, starting something new this year. But if you have to ask me how my year is going, ask me again, but in 10 months. Preferably near my birthday. Because apparently, that's what make more sense to me, how ask me how my year is going. 10 months later, I could tell you, well, it's going like this, and that, and this, and that, and then that'll be the end of that conversation, of course. Because it's kind of gearing towards the so-called end of the year kind of bit again. Well, all I can tell you guys is this. Hopefully, this year treats me good. I mean, so far, the rain coming in California, it's just so awesome. For us here on the West Coast, it's either a blessing or a curse. Some of us, I keep seeing on TikTok, keep complaining about of the possibility of floods. And that it might become the infamous Arc Storm of the 1800s. Which I was so amazingly didn't even know about until I discovered it. And I was like, what the fuck? And it really was something very detrimental back then that people died of flooding. And I could tell you why that was. A lady who was talking today on her TikTok of this Sacramento Museum person representative basically talked about how there were levees and how after such an event of as the Arc Storm of that time happened, that's when they decided to like kind of fix the lands where they can basically mediate to a situation where if the Arc Storm hit them, it wouldn't really affect them too much, at least like times like right now. And then I saw a couple of videos on TikTok today, and you would not believe these freaking places that normally would have no water during any typical day in California flooded with water. Like Sacramento is flooded, San Francisco and the Bay Area is so flooded that even some people went kayaking and freaking fucking surfing. I'm like, you guys know that that water is rancid and gross, right? But no. People, you know, I don't know if you guys remember this, not to say that Hawaii is the only state that have people who surf, but California is also known for surfing too. I mean, the whole ass state is a big ass beach shoreline on the West Coast here. Like, if you believe it, and it's cooler and warmer temperatures anyways, meshed together. Except Hawaii is like all around surf, but here it's just on one big ass slab of a side. And then, I can't really say that for the people in Oregon or Washington, because them in Alaska, they do probably experience surfing as well, but I would imagine it's probably colder, and maybe that's why people aren't really that crazy probably about it, but I wouldn't know because I don't live there, but my older sister Jen does, so it'd be interesting to hear about people surfing the peninsula over there. It'd be interesting, though. I'd like to hear about those kind of stories about surfers of Washington, surfers of Alaska, and surfers of Oregon, because I only hear about surfers of Hawaii and California. That's all I hear. And that's just on the West Coast part of this country. And that's all I gotta say about that. But anyways, peeps, like I said, I'm just like so happy about the rain coming in anyways. Like in Liz's words, she would say, "Oh, Rosa, I'm jazzed." Whatever the hell that means. But she would be jazzed about this too, apparently. And yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those awesome, one-in-a-lifetime events that's going to be monumentous or monstrous or whatever you want to call it. But it's going to be monumentous or whatever. You know, it's just going to be awesome. And it's just going to be cool that we're going to have rain. And I mean, I love the rain now. Right now, I have my window open, trying to hear the rain on the outside. But at the same time, I'm playing Snow Falling from my Spotify account. And basically, fire burning on this snow area on my YouTube channel that I put for like, what, 10 hours or something. I love it. This is actually kind of stuff I sleep to every night, which is basically, you know, it helps me sleep so good. You would not understand this, guys, but I sleep more soundly with these things on at night than I do when the room is quiet. Like, I really don't like, you know, pin droppy silent kind of places. It's just scary to me. I feel like if there's nothing going on, I'd be like, what the fuck's going on? And like, why is this so dark? Why is this so gloomy? I was like, ugh, scary. I just have to sleep with, you know, that. And also the fact that, yes, I kind of do sleep, well, not necessarily a nightlight, but I have a lamp on all night in case there's any, like, ghosties or any intruders or any possible predators. I mean, as a woman, you have to always, you know, keep yourselves in check and always have to, like, watch out for the possibility of any bad things happening. And, yeah. And then I heard that from some internet, like, survival mentalists would say and learn from some survival tips that in order to keep burglars at bay, you have to literally leave lights on the house. So, literally, this is why we probably haven't been burglarized, because, one, we're not advertising whatever is in our house for them to have eye candy to look at, first of all. And second, we kind of are just no-nonsensical people. We kind of keep to ourselves. We're not, like, I used to be more photogenic in the earlier days of Instagram, but I kind of, like, you know, pushed back and just, you know, had my peace and just stayed away from it. And I'm just like, yeah. I just made sure I just was, you know, making a human invitation to possible non-buyers of, you know, thieving purposes to just look at my, you know, place and just think, oh, there's a market there for me to steal or something. No, I made sure I don't record, like, where I live. I don't even put, like, the location anymore. I don't even do nothing. And then they say that for us women as well, we have to, like, not put anything on our stuff. Even posting our stuff maybe up to a day later or more. Just so keeping possible stalkers and predators of any kind at bay. Because apparently, I'm not saying this, but yeah. After what happened to this Idahoan massacre of these four innocent children that were going to that university, all I can say to you guys is, I have a weird hypothesis. I think that might have been why they got hurt, because I think that guy, I don't know if he was in the area or if those young girls, because they had a TikTok before they died too, so if they put the location where they were at, so. And I don't know. There could be any nuances to whatever happens in that story of those four innocent lives being, you know, lost like that and taken away so suddenly. But all I can say is that, yeah, it was tragic. And this is why I was hearing this like a week ago, 2 weeks ago to be precise. A woman saying for us as a PSA, to don't put your location, your address, or anything if you're a woman to your house, because people could literally, like, you know, stalk you and hurt you or harm you, or in this case, steal from you. But yeah, that's all I could say about that. I'm just so happy, like, I don't have to worry about that. And then the only thing I just do post, if I post anything, I just put random snippets of just where I'm at sitting or laying down at or just chilling somewhere. But nothing else. No, I'm like, it's just, you know, I'm not doing too much to, you know, give, you know, thieving opportunists a try. So, yeah. And that's what I've been doing. I've just been chilling here, playing sleepy sounds that are just nature-centric and oriented. Been enjoying this beautiful rain. So far, my year starting is just nice. I mean, this is officially the fourth day of the year, so what better way to celebrate it with by just hearing about the pleasantries of knowing that rain is coming our way, which is so awesome. And it is raining outside right now. It's just, you can't hear it with the snow sound effects that I put from Spotify or from my YouTube channel that I'm listening to this 10-hour, 11-hour plus something show of these typical, like, nature kind of vids on YouTube, where you can listen to all the weather and stuff like that, and you know, and if you're into, like, rain or into, like, fire, like the U-Log stuff, this is, like, what I would tell you is a good way to, like, enjoy your time. Basically, I've been listening to non-stressful stuff, and it's putting my spirit in peace. So, yeah, I'm just saying, that's just how my year is going. So far, it's going great, so I have really nothing else to say about this, but like I said, in 10 months from now, maybe I might have something to say. Maybe. But anyways, thanks for listening on this tidbits of my podcast. This is Rosie Says. Hopefully see you on the rest of my podcasts. Hey peeps, it's me again. Back again with another podcast on deck. And this time, we're going to talk about New Year buzz, update about what happened with me over the winter recess. It's almost up because the kids are still at home with us. You know, my half-siblings who are autistic and stuff. Ugh, man, I'm right now doing quesadillas, like burning the fuck out of my freaking fingers. I tell you people, there's nothing wrong with using tongs. Because if you're like me and have heat-related illnesses, it's best if you just stick with the tongs on this one, peeps. It's not a culinary, you know, outcry or a traditional, you know, in denial. It's just you gotta do safety stuff. You gotta do what you gotta do, peeps. It's not about the ladder. It's about your safety and numbers. Anyways, I just want to let you guys know I'm going to be talking about this struggle in Congress where Mr. George Santos could be George Santos who? And I'm going to tell you like this, guys. I've been watching for like a week and a half about this dude. Other people were asking other influencers, other people on their podcasts and their respective streams and respected, you know, video places and sites. But I actually have a better response to this than most of them probably would anyways. As a Latino, as a fellow Latina, I'm going to say this. Never in history I ever thought I would ever see a Hispanic person really go crazy over the idea of just trying to hoodwink a nation, or at least wherever he was trying to respectfully become part of a Congress, just because he wanted to find a way in to build a reputation for himself. He built one all right, but he built it bad. And what he did is totally undeniable, irreversible at this point. And now we know the face of that name. And here, lo and behold, is the problem. You have a man trying to make up excuses time after time after again and can't seem to keep his story together. His story seems to just come out of nowhere, and it's almost like it vanishes as well too. And then people are starting to compile an idea about this dude. This dude seems like he's one of those weird, wicked-ass, bad dudes kind of guys. I mean, I'm not getting evil vibes from him, but I just feel like he's given, I'll do anything to get a cushy job. Like a typical gross, negligent politician that's always known for lying to their constituents, lying to them. This one is just straight up lying to everyone and his own colleagues and possibly now to the nation and also apparently Brazil, because they want to know if he's even a citizen now. The worst thing out of all of this, this is kind of a bad setback for us because right now we're dealing with a crisis at the border. It's just giving us like a black eye for our Hispanic Latino population. He's like an embarrassment, okay? He is totally not representing us in the best way, with the best foot forward. He's doing it with a backwards foot backwards is what he's doing. And I'll tell you why he's doing this, okay, guys? First of all, this man thinks he has to lie to get into power because he is noticing something you guys haven't paid attention to until Trump's, I guess you could say, flopped second attempt at becoming a president again didn't work out. I think this guy realized that the conspiracies are not working. and they no longer benefit the group. And him to be doing that with his current party as a Republican, I think this is why he did what he did, guys. I believe this. This is just my belief, my speculation. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am, because I have a weird feeling he's not using conspiracies like that. And I guess he's trying to stay away from the conspiracy side of things, because he knows it's just not going to work for his, you know, chance to get that cushy position at this, you know, job that most fake people who don't care about the public that will try to do, because they know it's easy money and easy to get in. All he has to do is pretend to pander to his own, you know, nation, which is my Hispanic Latino peoples, and pretend to care about our causes. And then that way he can bolster and boost, you know, his credibility within this, you know, rising Republican place. Which, lately, I've been noticing a few Hispanic Latinos have been going on the Republican red wave side of things. So maybe he thinks there's some better grounds to scavenge, because maybe he and, like, other people of color have lost interest in the Democratic Party for whatever reason. Personal issues or promises that were never meant to be fulfilled. For whatever reason, that's why you see people like him on the Republican side. And like I said, now that him and other Republicans outright are distancing themselves from people like Trump and people who are into morbid and whacked out conspiracies, you know, this is why he probably thought it was a good idea to lie instead and make it seem like he's more of the valuable Republican that you want to have on your team. Instead of thinking, you know what, people research, people find out things about you that you don't want, that's very unpleasant. I mean, we found out the dude was freaking married up until 2020, so the dude definitely is not gay. If anything, he wishes. But anyways, and to my point when I say this, peeps, whatever this man does as a Hispanic Latino, it's going to affect all of us too. Because for some reason, whenever one of us fuck up in something as big as this national notoriety thing that's happening with this idiot, it's going to befall on us. And that's my worry, that it's going to affect us as Hispanic Latinos because of this stupid ass who thought it was a good idea to just be nonsensical and just be idiotic and straight up lie and be a fucking liar and not even help the situation but hurt us and hinder our reasons to be here in America even more. And this is why I talk about this, guys, because what this man has done has just ruined it for the rest of us Hispanic Latinos who are trying to be, you know, part of our own communities, even part of this American one. You know, we already have such few greats like, you know, the current Supreme Justice with the Sota Sotomayor. And then we have, you know, from my state, at least from the Central Coast part, we got one dude who actually served in the military named Salud. So I'm just saying, you know, for those people who work so hard to get to Congress, it's going to be even harder now for any future Hispanic Latinos. Whatever party they even decide to go into, it's going to just basically be a big scar on our legacy when it comes to politics of things. And so to me, this is very important for us, you know, to not play around, be stupid. I feel like as a community, as Hispanic Latinos, we need to be, you know, holding each other responsible. We do stupid shit like this. Like, before shit hits the fan, we really should hold ourselves accountable and stop people like this guy from running ever in office, because if that's all he's trying to do, then he could just be honest who he really is and just run the office. He doesn't have to lie his way to make himself more palatable for a certain demographic of people or certain peoples to like him, because he can pander to, you know, because he thinks it's going to somehow just, you know, be easier to be voted quicker and better and be assured of victory. But to be honest, he should have known this. Every year, like every 2 years, every 4 years, has he not watched TV? Has he not watched all people who, you know, vie for candidacy in any position in government? And that's the first thing they do. They look for the dirty laundry you had already done previous, before you run into this sector. And they don't stop at that. They even dig even deeper and deeper and deeper until you are just no longer able to be, you know, escaping from this. And I understand why he thinks he could run into office, because he thinks he has a fighting chance and whatever. Because, you know, young, wild, whatever. And you're trying to make a new face, a new name for yourself. But like I said, with all politicians, this is just another cushy job. This is just another job to make easy money for people. Not really because you're really trying to help your constituents. No, it's really just because it's easier to be a part of something than being a part of nothing and earn nothing. I mean, is he too lazy to get a normal job? I mean, now this happened, I don't know if he'll even get any job, because they're not going to know he's going to even be honest with that newer job he ever gets one. So, yeah. Like I said, it hurts our Hispanic Latino people as a whole, even though he is Brazilian descent. Now they're even questioning whether he was even a citizen or not of this country. So that even worsens for us more, because it's like it's going to that, you know, anti-Hispanic Latino bias that we've been still dealing with since 2015. And I mean, it's like, that's the last thing we need right now. Especially with, like I said, all the people coming on the border, and some people are just not feeling it with us. It's just not really the things that we need to be happening at this point. And people like him forget that. That it's not about you becoming this successful individual as a Hispanic Latino. It's about, I gotta watch my moves, because the moves that I make could affect even my whole entire race, ethnicity, culture of people. Just because I did something wrong and it's supposed to be my fault. And he's not thinking of it like that. He didn't realize he was walking on bigger eggshells than he thought. He just thought no one was going to care because it wasn't conspiracies. But yeah, that's the thing. It may not be a conspiracy, but it's still a lie. And that's the thing people need to understand. Lying about who you are, who you say you are, what you are, and whatever, it just doesn't seem to sit well or bode well with someone like me. I just want to remind people of that. It's okay that he wants to look like he's formidable. It's okay he wants to be like the baddest, best voter you can totally get on your money's worth, on your, like, you know, determine, you know, life and way of life. I get it. I understand. You know, for us Hispanic Latinos, it's awesome and cool to branch out into some different territories that we're not known to be in such sectors in our lives. You know, because that's the last thing we need, is us to be stereotyped. But in this case, us to have new unnecessary labels and names and even scandal because of how he didn't think about this enough. So to me, it's just sad that this happened all of a sudden, because he wanted to just reap the glory, reap the benefits, get the job, get it over with, get done, and just be all right with that. It's like, yeah, that's great if you have the aspiration of being a politician, but don't lie about it. And I understand, you know, because since he lied about this, this is why I'm for sure, I believe, he definitely was not going to keep whatever promise he had for his constituents. I know what I'm saying is true, guys. Most of these people, I notice, that like to run into politics, they're just doing it because they know it's going to, you know, pander to people. And like I said, I'm right about this stuff. And I'm not lying when I say this, but this dude totally did what he did on purpose, because like I said, the conspiracy theories are no longer working for that political party branch. And so what else to do? Drive up suspense. Put a new refreshing twist to the Republican Party. Now the party, from what I've been hearing from other news sources besides the typical national news that we have in America here, is that they all want, you know, to go back to the typical Republican Party narrative, where they're just tough on everything, pull boots by your own straps yourself, being in that kind of category, and just being straight up, you know, you're on your own kind of mentality. But yet, we're gonna basically be best friends with only the rich. That's basically what the Republican is to me, at least. And for the sadder part is that, well, it's not for I mean, it depends on the Democratic Party, how they feel about it. It really depends on where they're going. But they too, you know, aren't that much different from the Republican counterparts. But still, it doesn't stop when I say this. It's just the truth, guys. So, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. And I'm going to say this to you guys, too. It's going to also make it worse now because anyone who wanted to have an excuse to not vote, now, with George Santos lying, this is probably their chance to not even vote in any further. Having more distrust in the government because now they're just fucking liars. I mean, we already knew they were, but it just kind of goes back to the belly of the beast kind of narrative that it's just, oh, you guys totally are. See? With this guy lying his way to the Senate, damn. What now? You probably would be thinking that too. So that's what I'm saying, peeps. This guy, I'm glad he's going away. I hope he doesn't run back into office. I really hope he just stops it because, like I said, us Hispanic Latinos, we don't need this right now. We don't even need someone from a different version of ourselves representing us in a terrible way. And in a way that makes us look like idiots and stupid and stuff. And then, like I said, the worst timing, it had to happen during this surge of all these random anonymous people from all parts of the Hispanic Latino, you know, portions of their countries coming to Mexico and crossing the border and stuff. Because apparently, you know, they're going through their own crises, and this is the last thing they need right now, is having someone like from one of their respective countries and culture to just defraud even all of us as a whole too, because he couldn't contain himself because he needed to be part of this, you know, politics game and stuff. Just for selfish reasons, of course. And nothing more than that. Which I find it so annoying. But anyways, peeps, that's all I gotta say about this Santos fellow. I'll probably talk again about more awesome stuff. Of course, talking about other important topics like this. Because I feel like I had to say something about this over this winter, Christmas, New Year's holiday crap that I just finally waited because now it's no longer important. I am so happy I finally waited. Everything else is gone. The chips have fallen. And also, I kind of miss coming on the podcast. So this is me coming back to the fourth day of the year now, which is 1 in the morning. And yeah, I wanted to come back anyways because, you know, I missed it. And it's still my podcast, and I'm allowed to do it, so I can. I just was too busy, like everyone else was, all in the festivities, dealing with the beautiful storm and rain that's also coming again, and just enjoying, and also being ecstatic by the little gopher that was on the floor down there. Okay, well, anyways, peeps, thank you for listening. This is Rosie Says, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Hey peeps, it's me again, back again on another podcast on deck. And this time, we're going to talk about what I've been noticing lately with our Hispanic people and their actual conversion from traditional, typical stuff that they're known for, which is, you know, voting totally Democrat, for some reason, sliding into Republican and other topical, other possible political territories, respectfully as such. And what I've noticed is that some of our people really don't want to be Democratic much anymore. But it makes sense when you think about it. Because when you think about it, the promises that so-called Democratic Party leaders always pander, I should say, and always insist on to us saying that they're going to do what we ask them to. But they haven't really been on their side of the bargain, to be honest, as of late. And a lot of people don't like that. I mean, it's surprising, yeah. But the thing you have to understand is, people, is what you take away from this is that, for example, we have people who are literally trying to get themselves voted in by pretending they care about our problems. I said it right there. Pretending to care. These people never did care about us as a political anything to fight for. Only for an ends to means by basically only wanting to be on our side during the election time cycles. I've been seeing this lately on TikTok, of course. Besides my usual place of Twitter. And besides sometimes on Instagram. Here and there. And besides, you know, seeing anywhere else on the internet. And I can tell you guys, this is the truth. And I really believe this. As this is the fourth day of the year. Or now fifth. Or, you know what, I think it's the fourth, because I think today's Wednesday, so, yeah, my calendar says it's four, so it's four. And by the way, I updated my calendar, guys, because, you know, it was so important. And I can tell you, I was saying this in my last podcast, these politicians, they're only doing this for cushy positions, because it is just for them a cushy position. Not exactly them being more inclined to do what they say, you know. Like, one woman I just saw on TikTok today when I was putting my stuff away from the restroom. And she was saying, in front of what it looked like a lot of reporters at a podium somewhere. Probably in front of the White House or something. Or in front of the Capitol, more than likely. It's probably in front of the Capitol. And this Hispanic, Mexican-looking Latina person complained and said 2 years ago, in 2020, she's basically saying, or 2021, I don't know, that when they finally got the president, which is our current president, Joe Biden, and all the other people in, they didn't bother to fix the border issue, nor did they not fix the DACA issue. And I have to agree, there is something weird when a bunch of political people, as they claim they are, just like how George Santos claimed he was too, well, he's not the only liar in the caucus, okay? It's not just only Republicans, it's everybody that is a politician. They're not all there for their best interests in mind. Like I said, most of these people, they're basically trying to find a way to, you know, find themselves somewhere where they could thrive, financially speaking, for themselves, and pretend to care about our causes, but not care about the actual cause at hand to fix or reprimand or whatever, because that's not what they wanted to do, guys. The problem is, they only are there for themselves, okay? From what I've been observing, all I see, this is just a repetitious thing for some reason politicians think they should be doing for the public, is pretend to care and pretend to insist. And like what happened to Beto O'Rourke, I don't know if you guys remember this, like all like during election time or whatever. I don't know if it was this year, last year or something. But he got called out by Mexican or Hispanic people constituents or Latino people constituents of some kind in the Texas state because they noticed that he was just pretending to care about their causes because he wanted to get, you know, the votes in. And I have to say, that is very true. He is a good example of that. It isn't just George Santos of the Republican, well now, not so Republican Party candidate anymore, because there's a thing I was hearing in the news even yesterday that he's more than likely not going to even be eligible for a second run anyways. Since now they don't even know if he's even a legal citizen or not, or they're debating about whether he deserves it or not because of the embarrassment he gave to the Republican Party. So yeah, I'm just telling you, most politicians, which is almost all of them, are not there for the right reasons. They're doing this because it's easy to make money. And it's the best way. And the worst part? They only want to do it because for them, it's the only reason for their doing it. And to be honest, it's really sad. That's the only real reason why we're actually voting them in, is because they pretend to care about all our asking, wants, wishes, and causes. I mean, I understand they're not a genie in a bottle. I understand they're not Santa Claus. I understand that. I get that part. I don't get this other shit, though. I feel like this is probably why, you know, the way things are in politics is why we're at today, guys. It makes no sense for us to be upset too much about it, because this is exactly what they want us to basically expect of them. It's that they'll pretend to care, but they'll land the job. And then they'll be lobbied into doing whatever whoever actually pays for the highest bidder that they come across and pays them even more money. Like I just found out also through TikTok, of course, because the algorithms keep showing up these random facts I didn't know. And I found out a rich family, I forgot their name already, but I saved it on my freaking TikTok page, and it talks about a family that owns pistachios and pomegranate juice, basically have been buying the majority of the water in the state of California and lobbying it because for their businesses, yet they shame the rest of us, you know, into using so much water. And I mean, for the people of Housing Authority and for the ones that we currently live with, if they ever found this out, I would say this to them. You know, they're using our tax dollars just so they can keep siphoning water just to sell back to us. And then you're complaining on their behalf, like you're like one of their little political lobbyist bitches. I wanted to find out, Dianne Feinstein is defending and even friends with that particular family. And the most annoying thing out of all of this, it's true. And that's the sad part about this, is that these are the kind of people that are being part of political spheres only because they want to just one up their political financial gain. Not really political gain, but how much money they can make off of rubes and boobs and all this kind of stuff. And pretend to care about causes they do not even care about or even care to want to entertain themselves. So it's not surprising why we're in a situation that we're in because of these kind of people who claim they care about our causes they don't even care about. So that's just what I gotta say about this, is that I'm not surprised of all of this, about why now some Hispanics are shifting from traditionally Democratic to Republican, Independent, or other, or anyone else beyond that, because of these stupid reasons, you know, of selfish-minded people coming in with a false narrative and false mentality. I mean, George Santos is just the typical first and visually honest looking liar of Congress, okay? Because most of these politicians, they're not even doing their job anyways to the fullest. And then you got frustrated Hispanic Latinos like that woman I saw in that other video today. And I could tell you, this is exactly what I mean when I say all these people are just doing it for cushy positions. Because it's easier to make money as a politician than win the lottery. And it seems like it seems to be true, because look at this frustrated individual couldn't even be a benefit of the DACA issue or program or whatever she might be in, because these freaking fake ass politicians can't even be bothered to do their fucking jobs. And even if we want immigration reform, it's probably not going to happen, because I'm going to say this to you guys. As a Hispanic woman who is of Latina, Mexican American descent, I fear the only way that you can ever become actual citizens is, unfortunately, the way we've already been doing it for years now. You have your own people come here and birth children in the Americas of this side of the border. As long as these politicians pretend to care and then fight each other over pretending to care, it seems like it's never going to happen. Because they don't want it to happen themselves. I feel like, personally, let's be real, guys. If I had to be real with you guys right now, I feel like they're just doing this because they just want a better job themselves overall. And even if they do get a chance to fight for it in Congress, unfortunately, because it has to be bipartisan and not partisan, okay? And it can't be under some kind of weird executive order, even though we've seen so many presidents currently whip out the executive authority and able to pass so many things. But unfortunately, like most people would tell you, it has to go through Congress to be a unanimous vote for that to order to fucking work. So that tells me you guys can dream on, DACA, and also those who are wanting immigration for more, you're going to have to keep dreaming on that too. That being said, I'm just going to remind you guys is that there are better, more alternative ways. I don't want to recommend marriage But unfortunately, that's how it's going to probably work, because that's the only legalized way you could become a U.S. citizen, which is unfortunate. Because it really isn't fair to the individual who is a U.S. citizen, and they're just basically going to be married up by someone who doesn't even love them. And that's the worst thought, to be honest. And I feel like people don't understand how bad that really is. But unfortunately, I mean, I encourage, like, I tried with this one guy on his one account on TikTok the other day, I think. I don't know if I remember. And I told him maybe his job could sponsor him. Because if, you know, since he is a so-called principal in that location, I mean, if they really want their principal, I mean, I'm just saying, they could at least help this guy out. So he doesn't have to marry someone he's probably not ready to be with anyways, and that probably might not even like the right way. And I feel like these are the things that immigration reform could prevent. But like I said, since it's not going to see the light of day anyways, because these fake-ass politicians are too fake as fuck to care. Like I said, if they were more like AOC and more like the Progressive Democratic Party, and not just typical Democratic Party, and not typical Republican, and not typical anything. Because that's the stereotypical party that wants to be the majority anyways, and they don't want to do their job anyway. It doesn't matter what side you go on. But they were more like a Bernie Sanders. And they were more like, used to be AOC, but now she's been kind of going on the typical side of the Democratic Party. And then anyone else I could think of that's actually progressive Democratic in general, if they really were, then actually immigration reform wouldn't be an issue. And it would be already have been dealt with. And also the DACA program would be installed in a better way where people can benefit if who were our children and were born or were even almost up to a toddler age born brought here after being birthed over there. In countries like, you know, Central America to South America and what's and so forth beyond the border, it wouldn't be an issue. It would just make sense. It would be right, because this is where they were raised anyways. And then I just saw like a news segment the other night about how a man from Chile didn't know he was Chilean because he was raised here in America, but born in Chile, and was part of the many babies who were forcibly adopted out of Chile because some kind of weird, bizarre regime at the time. And you see, this is why I say the politicians only care about only one thing, whatever they can get their meagerly, miserly, creepily, disturbingly, disgustingly, selfishly, snivelly hands on, just power and grift, and also just how they can make more money and how they can keep excelling in that kind of category. Not even trying to help you and me, the common man or woman, who expect them to do their job on our behalf and not on their own, but that's exactly what they're doing, is on their own behalf and not for us, but just on themselves. So that's why I'm saying it shouldn't surprise you why the Hispanic Party is becoming its own thing and just only going where they're going to be respected, which is rightfully so. So I call it the Hispanic Latino Party, because that's really what we are at this point, because apparently you don't have to be Democratic anymore to be a Hispanic person. You could also be Republican or Independent. Won't really matter. But the point what I'm trying to say is our Hispanic Latino people, I'm just going to say, we're just going to have to just stick with ourselves on this one. Because none of these people even care about helping us anyways. And it's just for them, it's just an all ends what to a means kind of gain kind of situation. And they only care about just getting far or how to get farther in this situation. And they're not even trying anymore to help. They just don't want to. Like, these people have just not cared since we've started to care. And all I can say to you guys is that I'm so sorry for those of you who are DACA recipients or those who are waiting for an immigration reform miracle because I don't think it's going to be happening. And I feel like it will never happen because we have, you know, shady-ass politics with shady-ass politicians and shady-ass politician hopefuls. Like that George Santos numbnuts who fucking made a boob out of himself and pretty much the whole Hispanic Latino race as a whole, even though we shouldn't be affected. It's just probably his family, I would assume, back in Brazil. But still, it's going to affect the rest of us because of his stupid actions and his inactions to thinking, oh, won't this reverberate back even to others, even though they're not related to me in my case? But, you know, whatever. But like I said, people, yeah. I feel so hurt and betrayed after knowing this kind of idiot got to go as far as he did, and no one bothered to say anything until it was too late. And then, you know, hearing these videos of disappointed Hispanic people to videos of finding out that the reason why the way things are just, it's too good to be true, and it's just nonsensical, and it's unbelievable, but it's now worthy of being believed because it's not a conspiracy if these are facts. So yeah. And that's where I'm at. Disappointed, not surprised by these politicians. Feel sad for the Hispanic and Latino people as a whole, because our people, this is the last thing we need, but what can we do? We really can't do much because unwilling politicians who are just fake as fuck, who don't care about what we care about the most. So anyways, thank you for listening. This is Rosie Says, and I'll see you guys on the next podcast.